Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the sheer cool years and wisdom of jazz trumpeter and composer Charles Tolliver, we begin this new hour and journey of Neon Jazz with the 1968 tune, Paper Man. Right out of Jacksonville, Florida, he got his first trumpet as a gift from his grandmother, and it was something that seeped into his bones. Later on down the line, he went to Howard University in the early 60s. He enrolled as a pharmacy student, but the jazz was in his blood. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Charles had to tell me about his time at Howard and why the arts swayed him.
Most of my time outside of my pharmacy classes was spent in the Fine Arts Building, so... you know, at a piano somewhere, you know, ensconced deep down in the Fine Arts Building. So by my third year, you know, I was like, you know, horse chomping at the bit, you know, and you're in, you know, like the jockey has got this stallion on the eighth pole, you know, and he asks him, you know, okay, let's go. Yeah. So, you know.
From that decision to pursue jazz, he went on to the bright lights of New York City and started playing and recording with Jackie McLean's Blue Note albums. From his start with Jackie, he went on to gig with the likes of Roy Haynes, Hank Mobley, Horace Silver, Sonny Rollins, Booker Irvin, Gary Bartz, and Herbie Hancock, along with the Gerald Wilson Orchestra, Oliver Nelson, Andrew Hill, and many others, including the great Art Blakey and those jazz messengers. He said that the floodgates opened when he got a call from jazz's patron saint, Sonny Rollins. And over the years, Charles has perfected a very individual and distinctive sound, setting him apart from other trumpet players in the world. This cat has always been very keen on tradition and keeping the tenets of the old school in his approach. So, following a long hiatus from the jazz scene, he reemerged in the late 2000s and released two albums arranged for big band. One of those albums, With Love, was nominated in 2007 for a Grammy Award for Best Large Jazz Ensemble, and that was an appropriate name for that album. These days, Charles is continuing to make all of that tasty jazz music and teaching the students of the future. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the trumpet, with cats like Herman Mahari on the scene and celebrates jazz with all of its cool, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you one more hour of all that jazz. And with the tune that epitomized his long jazz career that's still going to this day, we get one more from the great Charles Tolliver. Here is the tune, Truth, off his 2008 CD set called Mosaic Select.
Thank you.
Charles Tolliver, Keep Swinging with Neon Jazz and Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was prolific jazz trumpeter and one of the best-known Italian jazz musicians ever, Enrico Rava, with the 2014 tune Fearless Five off the Monash Sessions. So in the beginning, he played trombone, and then he made a U-turn to the trumpet after hearing the great Miles Davis. His initial commercial work was as a member of Gatto Barbieri's Italian Quartet in the mid-1960s. In the late 1960s, he was a member of Steve Lacy's group. Then, in 1967, he moved on to New York City and immediately became a member of the group called Gas Mask. And from there, he gigged with the best in jazz, like Carla Bley, Gene Lee, Paul Motian, Lee Konitz, and Roswell Rudd. From a sheer genius on the keys, here's Fats Waller next on the show with the tune I'm Crazy About My Baby off the 1973 LP, Do You Like Jazz?
My goodness, I feel so effervescent this morning. Everything's so eulogizing. Listen, can you stand me to tell you about it? Listen here. I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. Oh, baby, I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was the teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get that book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Let's waltz the rumba. Boy, will you get off? Now let's go uptown. Oh, we're now floating down the Hudson, Mercy. Oh, you slave, you sweet thing. Oh, baby. Oh, I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me what can worry be. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby is crazy about me. Oh, Mr. Cupid was the teacher, oh, the reason we agree. I'm so crazy about my baby, my baby is crazy about me. Parson, get that book out. Get that book out and hold it steady. Hold it steady in your hand. Keep a steady lookout. Surely you can understand. It's an A1 combination. The perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Exasperated about my offspring's exasperated about me. Now listen, would you like to come over for a cup of coffee? Baby, maybe.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike. I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. You should too.
Thank you.
That was Cuban jazz trumpeter, pianist, and composer Arturo Sandoval with the tune At the Jazz Band Hall. As a youngster in Cuba, he was deeply influenced by the great Charlie Parker, Clifford Brown, and Dizzy Gillespie. He ended up meeting Gillespie later on in 1977, and he immediately became a mentor and colleague. They played concerts in Europe and Cuba. So he defected to the United States, touring with Gillespie in 1990, and became naturalized as a citizen in 1999. Over the years, he has been awarded 10 Grammy Awards, nominated 17 times. He has also received 6 Billboard Awards and 1 Emmy Award. And all of this culminated on August 8th, 2013, when President Barack Obama announced that Arturo Sandoval would be a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And how do you like that? From the sheer cool of Lionel Hampton and the vibes he made, here he is in 1960 with the tune Walkin' My Baby Back Home off his Silver Vibes LP.
I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Canadian bandleader, orchestrator, composer, and conductor Percy Faith with the 1953 song Wow, Wow, Wow off the album called Delicato. Born and raised in Toronto, he was the oldest of eight children and played violin and the piano when he was a kid. And he played in theaters and later on at Massey Hall. And after his hands were badly burned in a fire, he turned to conducting, and his live orchestras used the new medium of radio broadcasting. This is a cat known for his lush arrangements of pop and Christmas standards. And he's known as the man that popularized the term easy listening or mood music. He was a staple of the American popular music scene in the 50s and continued well into the 1960s. From the talented Jazz on the Latin Side All-Stars outfit, here's the tune Bebop, or their take on it all via the 2005 album The Last Bullfighter. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is jazz singer Carrie Johnsrud, and you're listening to Kansas City's very own Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was composer, jazz instrumentalist, and educator Roscoe Mitchell with the song Zero off his 2004 CD, Hey Donald. So, to sum him up a little bit, the Penguin Guide to Jazz described him as one of the key figures in avant-garde jazz. He grew up in Chicago and played both the saxophone and clarinet by the age of 12. His family was always involved in music, but it was his brother Norman who introduced him to jazz. And in the 1950s, he joined the United States Army and was stationed in Germany and played in a band and with Sax Cats, Albert Ayler and Reuben Cooper. And then after Germany, he came back to the United States in the early 60s, and he relocated to the Chicago area. From there, he went on to become one of the finest sparkling dots on the jazz night sky. We're going to stick with the Germany theme on this next tune. Coming your way next is German jazz pianist and conductor Alexander von Schlippenbach with the tune Blue Mystery off the 2008 album called Daedalus.
Hi, this is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians. Thank you.
That was jazz trumpeter, singer, and bandleader Theo Crocker, joined by the great Joe Saunders and Sullivan Fortner, with the tune She's Funny That Way off the 2008 CD In the Tradition. And taking us away from this jazz show is the great Thad Jones on the trumpet and Mel Lewis on the drums with their jazz orchestra that they formed back in 1965. Here's their tune, Mornin' Reverend, off the 1968 LP off a Blue Notes reissue album. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man that's always in the midst of a smooth broadcast cakewalk, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Let us know. Drop us a line. We love suggestions. We love to know that you're listening out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.